Good morning, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. More than 250 people signed up for health insurance on Rhode Island's new healthcare exchange, HealthSource RI, in its first day of operation. HealthSource officials say they fielded more than 2,000 calls on Tuesday and processed more than 250 applications. HealthSource RI's website crashed early on Tuesday, but appeared to be operating normally yesterday. HealthSource RI Director Christine Ferguson says she expects enrollment to peak in November and December. Most Americans will be required to purchase health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. A legislative commission tasked with trying to keep guns out of the hands of people with severe mental illness holds its first meeting today. The panel came under fire for failing to meet sooner. It was created by lawmakers earlier this year in response to the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. The commission will be reviewing laws and regulations on the use of mental health records in background checks for gun buyers. Rhode Island currently does not share mental health records with the federal background check system. Rhode Island Democrats plan to make their selection of a new state chairman official this evening. Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis says former state representative David Caprio won the backing for the post last month from House Speaker Gordon Fox.
Democrats will hold a state committee meeting to elect Caprio as their new chairman. No other candidates for the volunteer position are expected. Caprio is slated to succeed former chairman Edwin Pacheco, who stepped down earlier this year to run for Secretary of State. Caprio represented Narragansett for about a decade on Smith Hill before losing his state rep seat in 2010. Caprio's brother Frank is running for his old job as state treasurer, although Frank Caprio hasn't specified whether he'll run as a Democrat. As party chairman, David Caprio will serve as a spokesman for Democrats and help to promote candidates. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
The federal government shutdown is having an impact on the prosecution of federal cases in Rhode Island. Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick has details.
U.S. Attorney Peter Nerona has had to furlough a third to a half of his 45-person staff because of the federal government shutdown. He says they're managing by bringing in people who are working on the most urgent cases and then rotating them as the cases change.
Things that we can put a little bit towards the back burner, you know, long-term investigations, white-collar corruption investigations, I hate to say, are going sort of to the back of the line at the moment. Right now, we've got to focus on those things that are impacting public safety in an immediate sort of way.
So far, the U.S. District Court of Rhode Island has not been affected by furloughs, but that could change. David DiMarzio, the clerk of the federal court, said significant furloughs will be necessary if the shutdown goes beyond October 15th. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
In Newport, the historic Eisenhower House in Fort Adams will be restored and winterized to become a year-round location for hosting social events. The building, owned by the state, dates back to 1873. President Dwight Eisenhower used the location as his summer White House during visits to Newport in 1958 and 1960. And former Red Sox pitcher Pedro Martinez is writing a memoir. The book, called Pedro, is due out next year and will be co-written by Michael Silverman of the Boston Herald.